People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, whatever you want.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, by FCC law, I am obligated to point out the fire exits. This one over there, this one over there, and behind that door, there's one over there. Oh, I forgot. Don't use that one, it's blocked off. Use the one over there. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, your applause is deafening. Please stop applauding so loud and so voraciously. Wow. That was nice. Thank you. I'm going to do a 28-minute encore performance now. The show is half an hour long. That's why that's funny. Welcome to the program. If you're not familiar with me, congratulations. That's nice. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know. Actually, it's more than 30 years, but I don't want to brag. So I don't know what to tell you anymore. How about you? What have you been doing for 30 years? Oh, nothing? Okay. Anyway, yeah. I have to talk about this, and you're not going to think much of me as a result, perhaps. Perhaps you will. I don't understand what happened with the coronation thing. What? On Saturday, Charles, you know, Chuck, Charles was crowned king of Israel. Am I right on the country there? Am I off on the country? England, sorry. Mm-hmm. Was he qualified? Did he send in a resume to be king? Is he the best leader? Is he strong? Is he convicted? Does he love people? No. He's got the blood, that's all. His mother was the queen. Talk about nepotism for a job opening. God. At least with the Pope, you know, they're sending out smoke signals. I guess they're not into emails and resumes and things. It's carrier pigeons and smoke signals with the Pope. But at least, you know, they hire for that. They go searching. They have a Pope search team that combs the country for a good Pope. King of England? Not really. All you have to do is be related, have the same blood, and be breathing. That's it, man. Those are the requirements. So from the get-go, and I don't know what a get-go is, from the get-go, it's a stupid thing. And this is what's implanted in my brain. These kings and these queens have no skills whatsoever. They don't even know what the fuck's going on. If you watched the coronation, and I hope you didn't, but if you did, when King Charles walked out onto the balcony to greet the crowds at Buckingham Palace, he looked like totally lost. He looked like a second grader on stage for the first time in his grade school production of Candide. It was awful. He looks, and his wife was there, the one that he was cheating with when he was married to Princess Diana. God, you know, when I talk about this, it all just seems like some kind of a Disney cartoon. Oh, God. Like I'm stuck in Disney World and here's the princess and the prince and oh my God, they really have those? Yeah, they do. That to me is another amazing thing. So I tuned in to watch the coronation because I just love to be confused. I don't understand the whole thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. Didn't we have what they call a Revolutionary War? Remember that? No, I wasn't in it. The Revolutionary War was to, get away from the rule, this king and queen rule of England. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And now when there's a royal thing going on in England, we all like pay attention to it and make such a big deal out of it. Excuse me, lives were lost battling against that. The hell's wrong with you people? That's why I don't understand that. Now, King Charles he's King Charles III. They ran out of names, I guess. His ancestor, King Charles I, as King of England, apparently, from what I understand, he had some type of problem with not going along with the laws of the land, even as king. And as punishment, he wasn't replaced. He was beheaded. They took his fucking head off. Nice society. And as much as we had a horrible, horrible attitude with slavery in this country, all the kingdoms of the king and the queens, they were like really into slaves. I mean, I can't find anything good about this monarchy thing. The monarchy doesn't do anything. They have nothing to do with the run of government at all in England, at all. Yet, they are praised and just gawked at. And they don't do anything except for just like, they're like the Kardashians. They have no purpose. I don't get it. I don't get the fascination with this royal stuff. I don't get it. People cheering and worshiping a king. God save the king. How about me? And yet people in England, they love this monarchy thing. I get tradition. I understand what tradition is. I get it. But still, the funniest thing to me, I did watch the coronation because, again, I enjoy torture. So I'm watching it, and I'm watching the king being crowned at Westminster Abbey, the big church there. And he's being crowned. And they put this crown on his head, and he's wearing this fur collar robe, and just so opulent that it makes me sick. I mean, there are many people who don't know where their next meal is coming from, and these people are dressing like they're gods. It's just, and then people worshiping them. It's just kind of a little bit strange. Anyway, they put this gigantic crown on Charles's head. It's a gigantic crown. It's so ornate that, I mean, it's ridiculous. So then they go to Buckingham Palace and they have crowds of nearly a million people is what they said. And they take a shot of the crowd gathering around Buckingham Palace to look at the festivities. And in the crowd, most of them are wearing paper crowns. I mean, it was so freaking, it looked like a million people had just come out of Burger King and got those stupid paper crowns on their head. I was laughing my ass off. People have never looked more stupid than to wear a paper crown. And maybe they just did come from Burger King. Some of them even had a little ketchup on their lips. It was really disgusting. I get very, very, very nervous when I see thousands upon thousands of people worshiping one person and following them and will die for them. Very much similar in this country to a Trump supporter, which also makes me throw up. These are not people following somebody with love and passion. These are cult members. That's the way I see it, baby. When you worship one person, I'm talking about a human being. When you worship one person and you follow them into the depths of hell, that's a cult. You might as well just wait on the lawn for the spaceship to arrive, because I'm telling you. And in this particular royal cult, all the followers wear paper crowns from Burger King. Burger King must have done an incredible business on that day. And that's not even the half of it. After the coronation in the church, this coach appears. It's a gold coach. And I'm not talking about a little bit of gold. I'm talking about a lot of gold. This ornate coach, this oversized coach with all kinds of gargoyles in solid gold and lame and just the most opulent vehicle I've ever seen in my life, which screams at me, look at all the money I have and all the money you don't. So the king is sitting in the coach with his wife, or I should say his first affair, sitting next to him and a couple of kids in the coach too, and it's being drawn by some horses, you know, and it's clopping along. It looks like you're in Disney World, and this is the Disney parade. It didn't look like a coronation. It looked like a Disney parade to me. It was so freaking funny. Who drives like that? Who sits in a coach like that? And apparently this gold opulent coach that they're sitting in, this carriage, is only used when a royal is coronated as king or queen. So you're not going to see it in your lifetime used again, most likely. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know. I don't know. It was just very odd to me. Not scary, really, because I don't live in England. If I did, it would be very scary to me. But as I sit here in the United States, it's just like really funny to me. And I don't understand it. I don't get it. In this country where we threw the royal concept away, we gawk at the British and their royal family, and we gather around a simple imbecile who happened to have a rich father. We gather around that person politically, who is a lowlife, but yet we put him on a pedestal. You know who I'm talking about. It's just all, it's funny until it's real. Anyway, I'm glad I don't live in England accordingly. Besides, I'm not into the tea thing. They're into the tea. Took a couple of close-up shots of the crowd during the when the carriage was bopping around Buckingham Palace. Took some pictures of the crowd. When they did a close-up of somebody's face, or they had a lot of American news reporters there interviewing people in the crowd at Buckingham Palace, you know. And it was also very obvious to me that there is no dentistry in England. I can't remember any close-up of a child or an adult that sported more than two teeth, and those two teeth were yellow at that. What's the problem with you people? Don't you go to the dentist? And even if you don't, could you brush a little bit every once in a while? How can an entire society have such rotten teeth? Is it the water? Is it your devotion to the king or queen? Why are your teeth so bad? See, if everybody's teeth are bad, then therefore nobody's teeth are bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? If everybody doesn't do it, then that becomes normal. I don't know what it is with the teeth with these people. Maybe it's the tea. It must be the tea. It's the only explanation I can come up with is that it must be the tea. I don't know. It's very, very odd. I've been in England before. They do things very, very differently. Their sandwiches are very thin pieces of bread with one slice of deli meat between it. One slice. In the United States, what's between the bread? An entire cow. Very, very, very different. Very different. As I said on the show a while ago, in America, we change clothes sometimes twice a day. In England, maybe it's once a week. They don't shower a lot, and they don't change their clothes a lot. And you're saying, Ron, I know people in England, and that's not true. Well, you know some of the less normal people then, as far as that's concerned, because most people in England don't shower, change their clothes. But that's fine. If you all don't do it, then that's your thing. It's one of the few countries that drives on the opposite side of the road. And when I say opposite, I mean the opposite of Americans here in this country. We drive on the right side of the pavement. In England, it's the other way around. That's the major reason that we broke away and had the Revolutionary War. It was the driving thing. Not that they had cars then. I'm just saying. Your horse and carriage had to be to the left in England. I don't know. It's just very different. And when I watched the coronation of King Charles III, actually, I think I watched King Charles II by mistake. I think I watched the wrong coronation. I don't know the difference between the second and the third, except for one. There's like, you take the second, you get third, and you go second. There's like one difference. But I did watch it, and it was just a great comedy program, is what it is. Here's another strange thing: they had a concert after the. After the royal celebration, the royal concert. And who was performing at the royal concert? Well, a number of people, but headlining the royal concert from the United States, Lionel Richie. Lionel, of course, named after famous model trains. Lionel Richie and Katy Perry, who are two of the judges on American Idol. The only connection I can see between American Idol and the British people would be Simon Cowell. So I just don't get it. I don't understand. I am so full of not understanding. It's not funny. And that's my impression of the coronation. I don't know. I just don't know. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, there'll be a more program of enormous proportions, and we'll have a guest here as well tonight, and I believe you'll enjoy the guest today. I don't know for sure, because I don't know you. I don't know your loves, your dislikes. I have no idea who you are. Anyway, first, there's this.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all full contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the parish hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
I am joined by Donna Stone, the Healthy You Diet. It's a 14-day plan to help you lose weight with some great recipes. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
What part of the country are you in from doing this time?
I am actually in Tampa Bay, Florida, St. Petersburg.
Oh, nice. What's the temperature there?
You don't want me to tell you, do you?
I do, because I like to be disappointed.
We are in the 70s. Last week, we were right around 80, and so wearing flip-flops and shorts with my kids over the weekend. So we're very lucky here.
Okay, you were right. You were right. I probably didn't want to hear that. It's about like 9 or something here. Okay. I guess one way to lose weight is just staying out in the cold for 3 days, but that's not a good idea. We don't suggest
anybody
do that.
A lot of weight loss programs are like that, right? Crazy ideas to do to lose weight. And really, I just wanted to find a way to lose weight that was healthy and kept the weight off. You know, it got it off quick, but permanent weight loss, that was the goal.
So what you're saying here, I have the book in front of me, The Healthy You Diet, is there's a 14-day plan. If you eat like this with your suggestions in the book, then you're going to lose some weight.
Yeah, you know, so it's a 14-day program, and it's about getting back to clean eating.
Yeah.
And while developing the book, I did a 14-day Healthy You challenge online. We've had nearly 10,000 people to date go through the program. Uh-huh. And most people are losing anywhere from 6 to 14 pounds in the 14 days.
Oh.
And they're doing it by just going back and eating more naturally, you know, more clean, healthy, leafy greens, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, healthy grains. This is not a low-carb diet. There's healthy grains in there, even desserts in moderation. And so, you know, I was overweight for a long time. I had 40 extra pounds on me, and I'm 5'3". So having 40 pounds on a 5'3 frame is quite a bit.
Wow.
And I tried every fad diet out there. I did not try standing out in the cold for 3 days, though, like you said.
No, don't,
but
don't,
I tried
don't.
Every other diet, and nothing worked for me until I developed the Healthy You program, and the weight just started coming off.
Wow. Now, and interestingly enough, it's not you're saying like it's Monday, eat a card deck size of chicken. It's not like that. It's that your book is just like, it's like a whole recipe book of all different things. But you're saying if you eat within the confines of what you have in the book, then this is going to work for you.
It's worked for pretty much everybody who's done it. If you go to healthyyoudiet.com, they can read about the challenge, and I have a whole bunch of testimonials on there. For example, Mary H. says, "Since reading the Healthy You Diet, I've lost 16 pounds and feel 10 years younger." And that's something we're seeing, too. It's not just about the weight loss. Everybody wants to lose weight right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about just feeling better. And people that are going through this program and following my 14 days, they're losing weight, but they're also noticing that they're sleeping better. Their complexion is better. They're not getting so tired come 3 or 4 o'clock. They have more energy. Their moods are better. So these are all the benefits of the program.
Okay. So if I eat according to your suggestions in the book, and by the way, it's a beautiful book, and congratulations for having pictures of food in it, because that motivates me to do this. If it was just words, I go, I've heard that before. But the pictures are beautiful. I want to eat the pictures.
Thank you. Well, the book is unique in that it is a weight loss book, but the beginning of the book is all about the program, and the second part of the book is basically a cookbook. You know, that's 100 beautiful recipes, nice, beautiful photography.
Nice.
I don't know about you, but I don't like to buy a cookbook unless it has pictures. I want to be able to see what I'm making.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, every day I go and tell you what to do for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, but then you also have so many additional recipes that you can bring in if you want.
Okay. Now, let's say, I know what you're going to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Let's say that I'm like 6 days into the diet and I see a guy walking down the street with a slice of pizza and I'm going, oh, man. Is it something that I have to not do, or is there a little sneaky thing in there that I can do?
So I do Sunday night pizza night with my kids and husband every single Sunday. And people always say to me, well, wait a minute, how can you eat pizza? And I said, I can eat pizza because I eat the Healthy You diet program most of the time. So what I tell people is go through these 14 days just like they say in the program. Follow those through. You're going to feel so good when you're day five, let's say, and you see that guy walking with the pizza.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so good. You're going to be dropping so much weight that you're going to want to stick to those 14 days.
Okay.
But after those 14 days, I believe in indulging in moderation. I like wine. I like cheese.
Yeah.
I like grabbing ice cream with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do all those things and not gain any weight and maintain my goal weight because I'm following the Healthy You diet program almost all the time.
Okay. So, all right. So you go through the let's say you do the 14 days and then you have a slice of pizza or something and a small little dish of ice cream. But then you go back on the 14 day again. Is that correct? I mean, because
absolutely. Or what you do is now you follow what happens in the 14 days. My main goal is to get you back to eating consciously.
Yeah.
So many of us are so busy.
Yeah.
We sit at our desks and eat. We watch TV while we eat. We drive in the car or on a train
while
we eat. You know what I'm talking about. So it's about getting back to really tasting your food and enjoying your food. And so that's something in those 14 days, really, you start learning, and it makes it so much easier to make good decisions.
Yeah.
But again, this is not something that is a fad that you can only do for a short period of time. I've developed a program so you can do this for your whole life. And so, yes, you can have indulgences during the program.
So what you're saying is once you get used to eating healthy, you kind of want to stay eating healthy.
Yeah, and also once you start losing the weight, you know, I know a lot of people out there say, okay, you should lose 1 or 2 pounds a week. And what happens to me, at least, I know from the past when I tried to lose weight, if I'm losing a pound a week or even
that's
2 pounds
enough,
a week,
enough.
By week one, week two, I'm discouraged. You know, it's not worth what I've been doing.
Exactly.
And so this program, you're losing 6 to 14 pounds in 14 days. You're encouraged. You're motivated. You're inspired
like
to keep doing this. And you also feel so much better, you know, but the other diets, you never get to that point because you're not losing quick enough.
Hey, Donna, do you drink like alcohol during this period of time?
So there are days, if you're looking at the program, where alcohol, you can have alcohol. So there is alcohol. The second phase of the program, though, week two, is 100% clean phase.
Okay.
And so for those 7 days, there is not alcohol. But then I talked to you about how bringing it back in moderation again after that clean phase.
I like this. I like this. This is different than the other 2,000 diet things that I talk about on the air here from people.
Yeah.
This is kind of different.
This one is doable in real life,
yeah.
And that was my goal. You know, I have a real life. I have a family. I have a job. I'm busy. I mean, and so I wanted this to work for everybody, and I wanted to feel like they're not on a diet, even though the weight is coming off so quickly.
I mean, I'm just looking through the book, and I want to eat the stuff in the book, so this works for me. This is very nice, very nice, very nice. I'm going to start tonight. I'm going to do some shopping and get rid of all the stuff that I shouldn't eat and go buy the stuff, the ingredients to make some of these wonderful dishes. And
that sounds great. There's a shopping list in the book, too, and also how to fill up that pantry of yours, so you'll be all ready.
Cool. Now, how can we get more information and get our hands on this book?
Yep, so you can go to healthyyoudiet.com to find out more about the book. There's also a link there. Or you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to independent bookstores, pretty much anywhere books are sold. But if you do go to healthyyoudiet.com, my blog is also there, and I have a lot of new and great recipes on there on a weekly basis as well.
Wow. So for the price of the book, I can lose weight and eat some good stuff. And man, that's an investment. That sounds good. Well, you kind of helped me with my New Year's resolution that I was too scared to make.
Oh, good. I love hearing that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Donna, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful as usual. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.